two major pictures will be snapped from the word today. Pictures that will turn into a mirror that you will be able to see your next move. Yes, sir. You heard it? God will be on live film this morning, showing you a preview of your life he wants you to have. Two major openings this morning. James chapter 1, verse 25. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. What I want you to see there. The greatest combination that you can have in your life is the Word of God and the Holy Ghost. Or I'll say it another way. There are two looks you're going to see in the mirror. The Word of God and the Spirit of God becoming one in your life. In other words, the Word of God opening up revelation in another realm for you to operate from, another power. Then the Spirit of God anointing you, giving you the ability to do what you can't do. So there are two looks. You look into the Word and see God. You look into the Spirit and see God. And when those two seen or two revelation come together, there will be an explosion in your life that you can't explain fully. As you mature, everything in your life must be accepted by faith. Everything in your life must be activated by faith as you mature. Every move you make, you must be sure you're being led by the Spirit. Most Christians live a soulish life. What is a soulish life? A life without the input of the Spirit. It looked like it's the same thing, but it's not. That's why you can't get no further. If your soul is not under the authorization of your Spirit, you will never walk by faith. Some not even living a soulish life. Your soul consists of your mind, your emotion, your imagination, your feeling. Most Christians live there. They live a feeling. If they don't feel it, they don't believe that they don't have it. That's not faith. Then, to walk into maturity, your spirit, your soul, and your senses has to be connected. Your soul and your spirit must be controlled. Your soul and your senses must be controlled by your spirit. I can't hear you. You understand? See. Don't accept a substituted life for life in the spirit. Don't accept a churchy life, a traditional life. Your spirit must be in charge of your soul and your senses. Now, sad to say, there are Christians who living by their senses. Smell, touch, taste, feel. They're living by that. And you are authorized to live in the realm of the impossible. every believer, every Christian, your life will not be tasteful until you start living in things that you can't do. I can't hear y'all over here. You are designed to live an impossible life. What I say? A life in which you cannot do yourself. A life that comes from another planet. A life that have a soul that is not political. You will never be deceived again. How that is, always check with the word and check with the Holy Ghost before you give an answer. Always check with the word. Check with the Holy Ghost before you yield to anybody or anything. Any kind of deal, any kind of whatever it is. Always check with the word and check with the Holy Ghost. Never be in a hurry. Tell them, wait till I check with God. I bet you'll never see him no more. I won't marry you. Wait till I check with God. James chapter 1, verse 25. Now, I'm just going to use these verses because I need my space of time here. But you know, he's talking about receiving the engrafted word with meekness, which is able to save your soul. When he says something about saving your soul, a saved soul is a soul that's connected to the spirit. All right. Now, look at this verse, if you will. It says, but, and that but there's a contention of people who handle the word wrong. You hear it, but don't be a doer of it. He says, you in verse 25, everybody with, in verse 25 with me? But whoso, now underline whoso. Whoso, everybody say whoso. Whoso include you. Whoso include me. You see that word whoso? That word has to be understood before you go any further. You have to understand, because you are a Christian, that word is talking to you. That word, just the word whoso. I'm about to learn a whoso lesson. I'm about to learn a lesson. I don't have to look at the person next to me and wonder if you're talking to that person. I have to know that this scripture is talking to me as a child of God. It's giving me direction to mature and to live a life that is impossible in every area. Spirit, soul, body, physically, everything, material wise, everything. Live an impossible life. Your life supposed to be a world stopper. What are you doing? How did you get where you are? Who did that for you? Then you can testify that Jesus did this for me. Whoso? I just want to make sure I don't want to pass whoso, because now whoso is an indication that God is about to talk to me this morning. Tell somebody, God about to talk to me this morning. To me. Say me. Tell him, I can't speak for you, but he about to talk to me. Because I am a whoso. So whatever this voice provides, whatever this voice is going to provide to us by revelation this morning, it belonged to me. Can you go with that? Huh? Looketh. Watch now. Looketh. That is not a regular looking. This looketh until I see what I need to see. But notice what it didn't say. It didn't say look at. So what he said? What he said? Look at what? It didn't say look at. It said look it and don't stop looking until you see the real picture that the Father is providing for you that the world can't receive, can't believe, can't act on it. Look it. Everybody say look it. It means a continuous faith staff. I will not take my, it says meditation really, I will not take my eyes off this word till I see what God is saying to me. Whoso? Wave your hand so you're talking to me. All right, now, because you're a Christian, now, get me right now. A lot of time, you being a Christian, you could be a corner Christian. And it's not no fault of yours. It's just you haven't been around nobody to teach you how to peel the word. And stop eating the pearl and eating the orange. So whoso looketh, now watch what he said next. Into. Now watch what he said. The what? Perfect law of liberty. Put your finger there. Look at John 8:32.
Yes, sir.
Look at John 8:32. That's what you're going to find. If you look in the perfect law of liberty long enough, that's what you're going to find. What are you gonna find? What are you gonna do? Well, you're not free in every area of your life. You didn't look long enough. I don't know what that. No. There is nothing the word cannot do for you. That's why it's called the perfect law of liberty. There's no freedom you need this morning that you cannot get from looking into the perfect law of liberty. There's liberality all over you this morning. Every area of your life, anything that is slavery, anything that is holding you down this morning, the Father, to the revelation of the Holy Ghost, wants you to see that I have already liberated you from that. That's what's making your life a mockery. That's what's holding you down. That's what's holding you back. The word of God wants you to know, I have already, if you look long enough, I'm going to show you how to overcome this thing and become more than a conqueror. Here's what the Spirit of God said. The staircase of your victory is standing before you this morning. And it got angels going up and angels coming down, and Jesus is standing at the head of the ladder. Your answer is coming right now. An angel is bringing your answer from heaven right now. Every time you prayed, an angel came down here. Every time you meditate the scriptures, angels start moving. up and down that ladder. Matter of fact, the Spirit of God say, your angel and your answer is coming down the ladder right now. Woo! 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 My angel and my answer is coming down the ladder right now. Say yes. The only thing, you have to mature to be able to accept the answer. The answer is not going to come through a sense realm. The answer is not going to come through a soul realm. The answer is going to come in the spirit. So it's going to take faith to receive that answer and act on it. None of God's answer need a second motion, second in motion. Come on, I got some things. Put that scripture back up. Put that scripture. Put James 1:25. Perfect law. Now, notice what he says. And I don't believe I'm going to get further than the scripture. And continue it therein. What the word continue mean? Huh? It means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. That's what it means. It means when things going right and things don't look like it's going right. You just continue because whatever you tangled up in, that continuation going to bring you out. Jesus said, you're my disciple if you continue in my word. Never let the word of God out your sight. I don't care if you're eating blueberry pie. Keep your mind on God. And be not a forgetful hearer. But a doer of the word. This man shall be blessed in whatever he do. Right. Now, I have to do it. I'm not talking secondhand information. Right. I've experienced this over and over again. I mean, it almost makes you be in fear and trembling. So many blessings flowing in your life. But it's God keeping his word.
Yes, sir. God keeping his word. Yes, sir.
Thank you. See that word share? There's no maybe. No doubt about it. Nobody can stop it. No demon. No pushing demon using can stop it. When you looking into that perfect law of liberty, it will do exactly what it says it will do. It will set you free in every area of your life. Whatever you're dealing with right now, you just ain't put enough law on it. It's a law. Look at Romans 8:2. It's a law. I say it's a law. Look at Romans 8:2. Put Romans 8:2 so my brothers and sisters can see it. Romans 8:2. Woo! Woo! It's a divine, supernatural, spirit-filled law. The word is a divine. The word, the book. Now, I want no computer or no iPad or nothing else. I want leather and paper. Shook at me. Leather and paper. I don't want no computer. Hold your iPhone. I don't want it. Right here. No, but I'm not. But you can go ahead and use it, but I just want some leather, you know. Right here. This thing is supernatural. It's spirit-filled. It cannot be stopped. Now listen.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm going to look at two scriptures. I think it's What 2 Timothy 2:15 say? What does scripture say to study to show yourself? All right, get 2 Timothy 2:15 and put your finger in and get Hebrew 4:12. When you rightly divide it, or when you rightly divide the word, you can be rightly divided. So he says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed. You know what that means? Losing. You don't have no business losing. Nothing. If you study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, you can't lose. Then when you let this word operate in you properly, it's going to divide your spirit from your soul. That your soul cannot be in charge. Right. No more. That's right. Hebrew 4:12. Put it up there because I got to get further. For the word of God is alive and powerful and sharper. Three things about the word. Than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and of the joint and the marrow. Now here it is. Is a discerner. The word is a divider and a discerner. Write that down. The word is a divider and a discerner. The word will show you who against you, who for you, and the word will show you that who for you is greater than he who against you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when you mature like that, you come to another stage in your life. You ready? Ephesians 6:17. That word become. Answer me. Sword of the spirit. Yes, sir. The word is not the sword of the soul. Right. Right. It's not the sword of the flesh. Right. It's not the sword of the senses. Uh-huh. It's not the sword of your feeling. Right. It is the sword of the spirit where you trust in God by faith. Yes, that God's word. Turn to Isaiah 55:11.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Right. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes,
sir. I told you about Joshua 1:8.
Yes, sir.
I told you about Psalm 1:1-3.
Right, yeah.
Grow up. Listen to me. Write it down fast as you can. I'm preaching faster than you write it. When that word becomes the sword of the spirit, it turned into Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. See. Now, hold your seat now. When you mature and go back to looking at the point, Lord Liberty, huh? And when your spirit, soul, and senses are divided properly, that's your mouth. In Isaiah 55. You are God's mouth in the earth realm. God can't get nothing here. Let it come through your mouth. Do you know what it's doing to you? When you understand that your mouth is God's mouth, so shall my word be for that goes forth out of my mouth. That's you saying that. It should not return unto me void. That's you saying that. But it shall accomplish that which I please. That's you saying that. And it shall profit the thing whereunto I sin. That's you saying that. You are created in my image and my likeness for a reason. I created you like that so you can be me. I've given you the ability to kill Goliaths. I've given you my ability to open Red Seas. And you're going to sit around here and live a normal life?
Yes, sir.
I've given you my authority, my ability, and my awareness. You can think like me. I've given you my son mind. You have the mind of Christ. I put my glory in you. John 17:22. So look at it. So that you can be one with me, one with my son, one with the Holy Ghost, one with the word, one with the gifts of the spirit, one with victory, one with grace, one with mercy, one with deliverance. You are a carrier of my glory. All that I am, all that I have, all that I can do. You carry that in you. Do not listen at the enemy's story. Carry my glory. What does not exist in your life, you and I can create it. Why you think I told you, call things that be not as though they were? Because you're going to make it. Are you listening to me? Second Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 18. Hold on, I want to read that first verse, James 1:25, out of the New American Standard Bible for you. Go to 2 Corinthians, but I want to read it out of the New American Standard Bible, the 25th verse. Go back to the 25th verse. Go back to James 1:25. Let me read it out, these translations for you. What was that, Lord? The 25th verse. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abide by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. I want to, let me look at it again. I think someone said that I need to, was it in there? That's you. Yes. The Amplified Bible, James 1:25, before I go to 2 Corinthians 3. But he who looked carefully into the faultless law, a law with no error. Right. God never told a lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. If you stand on it, you're going to take a good ride. The law of liberty, and is faithful to it, and persevere in looking into it, being not a heedless listener who forget, but an active doer who obeys, he shall be blessed in his doing, his life of obedience. All right, dog, man. Now go to 2 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 18. Now, the combination of these two verses, in Corinthians, is talking about life in the spirit. In James, it's talking about life in the word. The life in the word and the life in the spirit comes to be one. That's, look at me, look at me. That's when you become powerful. That's when you get in a position that you cannot be handled. Let me tell you something now. I'm going to tell you something. You want this. You want this growth in your life. You want to develop like this, because this is the only thing that's going to be to keep you in the next few years. Nothing else ain't going to work. Marching ain't going to work. Signing papers ain't going to work. Demons do not respect laws and marching. Demons respect power with blood on it. So you got to come to the realization that you are a blood-bought church, and that your government, kingdom government, is stronger than anything exists. Me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. That means we're not planning on falling. That means the sword of the Spirit is in a rack right at my front door, and I know how to use it. And I will not be abused another day in my life by this damnable world. I will not remain ignorant or arrogant. I let the Holy Spirit, I want to humble myself. You understand what I'm saying? Yield to the goodness of God. He's a good God. I said he's a good God. All promotion, according to the 75th Psalm, is in him. Not them, him. He's a promoting God. Let me see, can I find this? I'll tell you what. I want you to write something now. Looking, yep, this is what I'm talking about this morning, half hour in my message. Looking into the mirror, which is the word of God, supernatural mirror, the word of God's a mirror, and that mirror worked by revelation. Looking in the mirror activated my glory that is in you. Activated my glory. All that I am that is in you. When you look in the mirror, you begin to activate me. So God said, forget it. I preached some dignitary the other day. I use all kind of language on purpose. God said, you're a me activator. Write it down just like I said, it's going to serve you well. God said, you're a me activator. Wherever you go, you're supposed to be activating me. Stop letting this world system and the accuser activate you. Let me tell you what he's saying in my ear. The climate is changing in your life right now. Good weather is about to blow in your area right now. Why? You are a climate changer. When they say tornado, you say calm. When they say trouble, you say peace, be still. Activate me in your life. Don't be afraid, just say it. Say it with fear and trembling. You're going to be trembling sometimes, but say it anyway. Lord, have mercy. You don't have to look for another bargain. You are a bargain. Anybody deal with you, get blessed. You are a blessing going somewhere to happen. You understand? You got to understand this. I am a blessing. Come on. Going somewhere to happen. I activate God. Wherever I go. So you stop letting other things activate you and aggravate you. Break the power in the name that is above every name. There's nothing the name can't handle. In the name of Jesus, I change this right now. Don't forget I told you this morning, Lord, I want you to know that you're an agent of change. Sometimes he permits something to go on around you so you can change it. Yeah, yeah. God said, I sure want to use her today. If she stopped crying long enough, I'm going to use her. I let that happen on purpose. So 20 people can get saved when they see her change it. People are not going to see God just because you tell them the Bible. People are going to see God when you start activating the Bible and God do some impossible things in your life. That's when people are going to start coming and running and get saved, when they see you operating in power and glory. This verse is so complimentary to James 1:25. It's a complimentary verse. Sit down. Y'all going to keep me riled up. You had 2 Corinthians?
Yes, sir.
Look at this verse now. This verse is a complimentary. See, over there we're dealing with the word. Over here we're dealing with the spirit. They're not separated, but it's just showing you from different angles. While we look not at the things which are seen. Oh, God. Second Corinthians 3. Oh, Lord, the Holy Ghost may be trying to tell me something. I'm supposed to be in the 18th verse of the 3rd chapter, but I'm in the 18th verse of the 4th chapter. I think I'm going to go with it. I think we're going to go with it. See, that's I can't pronounce that word. Some kind of preaching. What? Apostrenius? What? Extemporaneous preaching. You don't know what you're going to preach. I was supposed to be in verse 18, but it looks so good yet. But I'm in verse 18, but I'm in the wrong chapter. At least I'm in the right book. This is where these two verses are trying to bring you to. I got it, Lord. James 1:25, 2 Corinthians 3:18, this is where he's trying to bring you. This is where your power lies. If you don't believe me, look at Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Not seen does not mean it's not seen. It's not seen in this realm by your senses or your soul, but it's seen in another realm by your spirit, because you connected to God by your spirit. You commune with God by your spirit. You name your life out of your spirit. Anything that is not conducive to your good success is temporary. Why, but look not at the thing that is seen. So one place he's telling you, look. And another place he's telling you what? Not to look. Don't look at your sickness. What you want to look at? Look at your healing. Don't look at empty. Look at full. Empty temporary. Sickness temporary. Don't look at your dilemma. What you look at? Look at your deliverance. Listen, in plain word, a country statement I'm about to make you. Don't kill a bark, kill a dog. I don't want none of these human people writing me no letter. They know what I'm talking. I'm talking in parables here. They don't understand it. Just go on and write the doggone letter. Kill the doggone dog, because he can't bark no more. Why would you shoot a shadow? We're going to stop that mess. We're going to be accurate. Every time something go wrong in your life, declare this is another chance for God to show himself strong. I'm not going to move in fear. I'm not going to move in doubt. I'm going to praise the Lord right in the middle of this mess. I'm going to praise my way out. I'm going to worship God. What you dealing with? What is being a pest in your life this morning? I've preached enough for you to move it. Demons cannot stand real praise and real worship. You know why? They know he about to come on the scene. If a man start praising God or a woman start praising God, demons get nervous, start getting their bags, they're about to leave, for they know everywhere praise is, everywhere worship is, God is finally going to come on the scene. I think we ought to praise him. Let's clear our life of demon power. Praise him. Everything that hinders your life right now must leave. Praise him. We declare it. We decree it in the name of Jesus right now. Nothing but the goodness of God hitting your life right now. Victory draft. Praise him. Be healed.
Be blessed.
The draft is written. The judge of glory says so. A numerous company of angels says so. The spirit of just man made perfect says so. God, the judge of all, says so. Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, says so. The blood sprinkled that speaketh better than ever says so. Mount Zion says so. New Jerusalem says so. Listen, I want you to put on your maturity here. Because I want you to hear you something. I want you to put on your maturity here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Nothing good will be ever held back from you no more. That's the way the Father designed it. Go get your RV. It belonged to you. God wants you to have it, God dog it. Go get it. Don't be afraid. What you waiting on? Don't set back. Don't wait no longer. The quicker you get it, the more you can use it. My name is Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. Ain't no loan company provide for you. Ain't no bank provide for you. I'm your provider. I'll see to it that you come out all right if you trust me. Go on and enjoy your life. And everywhere you go, tell them I did it for you. Tell them you are my child. And I bless you on purpose. Somebody wave their hand to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm getting something in here this morning. My life's changing in here this morning. I'm maturing in the spirit. I'm not afraid of nothing. I'm not afraid of nobody. God got his hand on me. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say it's my time. My day has come. Hallelujah. I'm not planning on waiting no longer. I'll take it right now. He said it. I'm in agreement with God. I'm blessing the city. I'm blessing the field. We ain't got no more one life to live down here. Live it big. I'm looking for some big livers. I'm looking for people ready to live big. Trust God big. God will do some small things for you, but God really say, I really want to do something big for you. You never heard God, anybody say God is a small God. God's a big God. Yeah, I know you believe it. Receive it. Act on it. Go get the doggone RV. I'm talking to at least two men in here. Might be more. Go get it. Act on it. Stop praying so much. You're praying too much. You're planning too much, God. Too much planning. It's already provided. That's what he told me to say. Go on the lot and set in the doggone thing and talk to it. And leave your address in it. Y'all been living too small for God. Y'all waiting too much and messing around. Y'all trying to budget it out. I ain't got no time for no budget. Let me show it to you. Can I show it to you? Bless budget. Bless. Choose one. Bless budget. Choose one of these things. Bless budget. Not both of them. Bless a budget. All right. Find the word budget in the Bible. When you strictly living by a budget, God can't bless you. Because now you're not ready to step out. I'm not doing nothing foolish. I'm going to be led by the Spirit. Now you can't step out. You'd be too old to drive all of you after a while. Whether you know it or not now, let me tell you, I got to close, but you know you're going to another level, right? Huh? You know everything I said to you got to be appropriated by faith, right? Huh? Now you say, I ain't going to do nothing foolish. Everything I'm telling you about is being led by the Spirit. If you got the unction and the anointing for it, that's it. You don't need to have the money. You don't need a second emotion. You don't need to call nobody. Think I should do this? Y'all done a bunch of foolish things already by faith. Now I'm trying to tell you how to do it the real way. I did a bunch of foolish things by faith. Thought I was doing it by faith. I was doing it foolishly. But I was learning. I'm going to have to close. Let me tell you. We'll take up next Sunday. Let me tell you.